Shavuos HaMatzis is over and the 3 weeks have officially begun. And very often I enter the 3 weeks thinking, we've been here before, we've done this before, and we know how this ends. Namely, it ends in 21 days with Tisha B'Av, another fast day, sitting on the floor, Eicha, Kinos. And in many ways, it just feels like we're destined to repeat that same storyline if we keep going about the same actions we do every single year. Very often we walk into 3 weeks and we know it's 3 weeks turned into 9 days, turned into Shavuos HaChalva, turned into Tisha B'Av. We just go through the motions and we know that we're in good shape. As long as we do exactly what we're supposed to do, okay, we'll get out of this season. It's a depressing season. It's a difficult season. We think about all the bad moments in the past. But like we walk into the 3 weeks and we kind of know how it's going to end. I think it's worthwhile to think about a message from the Nesiv HaShalom that I think really can describe how we ought to be feeling during this time period instead of just going through the motions. Yes, Shavuos HaMatzis started, but we don't have the Beis HaMikdash yet. And the question is, how do we get there? Nesiv HaShalom points out at the end of this week's parasha in Parashas Pinchas, the Pasuk tells us about the different karbanos that come up throughout the year. Some of them are daily karbanos. Some of them are on the various holidays. Some of them are monthly. The karbanos have their own nature to them, and they all have their own times. They have to be brought at the right times. If it's a morning karban, it's a keves achadas of a boker, got to be brought in the morning. If it's the afternoon karban, tamid, a keves shenita sebin arabayim, that's the mincha time. We have the Shacharis one in the morning, we have the Mincha one in the afternoon. We have to keep to those times. Karbanos need to be brought at the right time. And in fact, when we bring the Karbanos to Pesach, they need to be brought on Pesach, and the same ones for Shavuos, and the same ones for Sukkot, and the same ones for Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, all the ones need to be brought at the right time. That's our Karbanos work. They need to be brought at the right time during the day, and in fact, all the halachas around them, but eating them at the right time, also apply as well. The Pasuk specifically tells us that we need to be very careful Tishmeru l'akriv lib mo'ado, to bring these karbanos at the right times, in their times. Why does the pasuk tell us tishmeru l'akriv lib mo'ado? Why does it tell us to be extra careful about this? That we have to be watchful to make sure that we're actually bringing the karbanos at the right time? We know there are a lot of halachos, but why does the Torah need to re-emphasize that right here? So on one level, on pshat level, of course, it's telling us to do it at the right time, like we were just discussing. But the Nesiv HaShalom says, look at the word tishmeru in a different format. Namely, go back to the moment where Yaakov received the news that Yosef was no longer coming home. The brothers come back with a bloodied Ksonas Pasim, and the cloth is all bloodied, and they tell Yaakov, Yosef is gone. He was killed, gored by an animal. And Yaakov turns around. And the Pasuk says, Avishamar Sadavar, he held on to it. Shamar, he watched over it. As Rashi points out, he was excitedly awaiting the day in which that news would no longer be relevant, no longer be correct. In other words, he knew that there was a different ending to the story than Yosef just leaving his life at this moment. He knew there would be another reunion, and the question was just simply when. And the waiting, the Shamar Sadavar, he was waiting to see the outcome that he knew would ultimately take place. Says the Nesiv HaShalom, that is what the 3 weeks, that's what the whole year is about. But the Torah says, Tishmeru l'akriv lib mo'ado, in its nitzchi form, in its eternal nature, the Torah is talking not only at the time when the karbanos were actually brought, but also today when we can't bring the karbanos. Yes, we could daven k'neged tamidin in the morning, in the afternoon. And yes, it's true that if you read the psukim of the karbanos of chatas, then it's as if you brought a chatas, etc., etc. But we don't have the karbanos today. How could we be tishmeru l'akriv lib mo'ado? And the answer is, says in the Nesiv HaShalom, we need to be shomer es hadavar the same way Yaakov was. That the reunion between us and the Ribono Shalom, our own Abba, the same way Yosef was reunited with his own Abba, Yaakov, that we're going to be reunited with our father, with the Beis HaMikdash, with these karbanos once again to do the avoda in the correct way. Those opportunities will take place. It's just a matter of time. And the right approach to the here and now, to these 3 weeks, is not to say we entered 3 weeks and we know how we're going to exit those 3 weeks. If anything, our experiences during this coronavirus have taught us exactly the opposite. I want you to take a moment right now and imagine what life was like 3 weeks before we shut down our shuls, we shut down Stern, we shut down the Barron campus. 3 weeks before all of that took place. Could we have imagined what would happen in 3 weeks? Let alone think about the last 3 weeks and the various different updates that took place and the 3 weeks before that. If anything we've learned during this coronavirus is one thing that we've can take out of it, is that every day has a new potential to change, to become better or worse, chas v'shalom. And we can utilize that new koach that we have to see 3 weeks as not being predestined because we know how we walked into them, but rather the opposite. We know how they can end, but it doesn't mean that it has to end that way. It doesn't have to be that Tisha B'Av, we end the day with the same empty feeling inside, not only because we're physically empty, but because our spirituality is empty. After a whole day of feeling like, just like we had yesterday, Shiras Aver Thomas, feeling like yet again, we failed to bring the Beis HaMikdash back. We are the door, we are the generation that can bring it back. And we have 3 weeks. These days are precious. We've seen what a day can unfold, how a day can unfold in the news cycle, in the medical world, in our lives, let alone a week, let alone 3 weeks. We have those 3 weeks now. Let's make sure to use our opportunity to not only think about what is lacking in our world, but to think about and be shomer es adavar, tishmeru lakriv li b'moado, that at the moment that we have the opportunity to bring those karbanos once more, let's be ready to do so. Let's be ready to jump when that announcement of Mirta Hashem will come, of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and Mashiach Meherav Yameinu. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Have a wonderful opportunity these 3 weeks to, yes, mourn what has been lost, but allow it to inspire us to drive forward into what we want to be rebuilt.